Chapter 6. Hank had been too nervous to go to school on Tuesday. He left his house like normal, but drove around. His nerves kept making his stomach quiver. He kept asking himself if he really wanted to become involved in this situation. It was a loaded question. He knew that he had to go through with it. Abruptly, and with grim determination, he turned onto the street that led directly to Joe Lee's. The sight of Tony's truck idling in the driveway like a greasy, gluttonous slob almost stopped his heart. Hank gunned the VW and sped down the street. He lay in a 30-minute junket, waiting for the coast to clear. A sense of some relief came over when he saw that he was an untraceable distance from her house. About halfway around the loop, he turned back toward her house. A quarter of a mile away, Hank saw the truck, belching and jostling its way down the tree-lined street. Things weren't safe, and he turned onto a route that would swing him past Wellmont. Putting himself on automatic pilot, Hank thought about his meeting with Joe Lee. He lit a cigarette, and his mind made a list of things he definitely wanted to discuss. Looping around Wellmont, he accelerated and started back towards her house. His pants felt tight in the crotch. He climbed her porch steps without raising his head to look at the house, scratched his palms with a series of quick slashes, and rang her bell. Joe Lee appeared instantly. She let him in, closed the door behind her. "We should get away from here for a while," she said quickly. They headed back to his VW, and Hank felt every window on her street was hiding a face that would catalog the details and times of their liaisons. "Did you eat?" he asked. She tilted her head to the side in a way that brought the light into her eyes. "No, but I'm hungry." "Good," he said. "I know a place," she said back. Hank watched Joe Lee from the corner of his eye. At first, she didn't seem comfortable and shifted, trying to find the right position. The toy car, felt coupled with Hank's boyishness, didn't feel quite right, but there was a smile tugging at the ends of her mouth. He sat there trying to formulate what he could say now. He was grateful for the silence and felt they must be attuned to each other in some cosmic fashion, attuned in a way that was newest favorite author Alan Watts would approve.